This story happened many years ago. It began when I was living in New York City, and I was in Central Park one Saturday afternoon, and I met 20 German au pairs, as you do. And I became friends with one of them, and she would periodically come into the city, and we would see shows and go out to dinner. And one day we were planning to see a show, and she said, "I cannot make the show tonight because my au pair year is over tomorrow, and I have booked a year pass to travel across the country on a train." I said, "Okay." So I went to the show, and then I decided I would meet her out west. So I flew out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, rented a car, and met her in a hostel in which she was staying. So we got in the car, and we started having adventures. We went to the Petrified Forest. We went to the Grand Canyon. We saw all the things one is supposed to see on a Southwest road trip. One day, we were driving along, and we saw a Native American burial ground. So we went and visited that. And it was, again, it was what it was, a Native American burial ground. And I saw a sign that said Scenic Overlook. Okay, so I thought, that looks cool. It's a kind of a dirt road going up a really dangerous-looking cliff, and it's probably a good view from up there. So I drove the car over there, and it said road restricted to SUVs, ATVs, and there was a little asterisk, and I thought I saw at the bottom, and rented Geo Metros. So excellent, right? That's what I had. So we started up this hill, okay? It was fine. You could see that we were getting, kind of high, and it was getting a bit dark, and sun was starting to go down, so it was really very scenic, but we hadn't reached the scenic overlook yet, so we had to keep going. But at this point, the car was kind of hitting lots of bumps and rivets, and we got to the top, saw the sunset, and we were heading back down now. So we went up, had to come back down the same way. So what was difficult going up was impossible going down. I mean, every rock was kind of taking the front end alignment completely out of whack, and the car was bottoming out, making really, really scary, nasty noises. So I looked over at her, and I assessed the situation. I thought, she weighs all of 100 pounds. She's the problem. If she gets out of the car, I'll be able to get down safely, and then I'll walk back and get her or something. So I asked her to get out of the car, which she does. She's not asking questions because she trusts me at this point. So I start down, and the problem was not solved. And this shocked me because I thought that would have done it. So I thought, well, now the only thing really to do now is for me to get out of the car. So I got out of the car, and my plan was, with her standing back far watching in the distance, I'm going to stand outside of the car, reach in with my left hand, grab the steering wheel, reach in with my right hand, and slowly, expertly work the emergency brake and walk the car down the cliff. So I've got my left hand on the steering wheel. I'm leaning in. I've got my right hand on the emergency brake. And this is the part where I'm going to gently let it go. I gently let it go. The car starts rolling down the hill, okay? I'm running after the car. I jump in. I land. My face is now on the seat of the car. My feet are sticking out the window. And the car is careening down the hill. So I pull the emergency brake. Nothing happens. So it's like a game of Twister. I still have a free limb. So I reach down with my left hand and push on the brake pedal. And the car eventually comes into a nice skidding stop. Okay. So we live to tell the story, and now we're married, so that all worked out well. So thank you.
Well done. Well done, Mr.